Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Girl at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. So it's Monday, May 3rd, and it has been quite a frustrating weekend for Red Sox fans. Yes, we're still in first place. I say we as if I had anything to do with it. The Red Sox are still in first place, but now they're 17-12, and they lost 3 out of 4 to the Texas Rangers, who are 13-16. The Rangers are not a good baseball team. They're currently in last place in their division, even after winning 3 out of 4 games against the Red Sox this weekend. And the Red Sox, I have to say, overall looked pretty pathetic in this series. And we're going to break down the entire thing. But that's kind of the first and overarching takeaway from this weekend, was that this team frequently over the last 2 weeks has just looked kind of lifeless again. And I am going to say right now, I kind of find that to be unacceptable, especially against the last place team. Because if you show me that you're better than this, then I'm going to hold you to the standard that you've set for yourself. And this team had a 9-game win streak less than a month ago. And they've been in first place in the division, I'm pretty sure, since April 10th. So if you show me that you are a great team, if you can beat Jacob deGrom, if you can sweep the Mets, and you can beat teams that are supposed to be better than you, or at least as good as you, then when you lose 3 out of 4 to the Rangers, I'm going to be annoyed at you. So this is their first series loss since opening day weekend, and we're going to get into some stats. We're going to talk about some troubleshooting. We're going to talk about some unacceptable behavior. But this is the first series loss since opening day weekend against the Orioles when they were swept. And today is an off day. It's Monday. They're back in Boston to host the Detroit Tigers for the first time and AJ Hinch, and we'll talk about that in a second. But Alex Cora said after yesterday's loss, we'll reset tomorrow, meaning that this off day today is a reset day for them to kind of get their heads back on straight as they get ready to host a team that is also fifth in its division. They're fifth in the American League Central, and they're 8-21. And most recently, the Tigers were swept by the Yankees, including 2 shutout games on Friday and Sunday. They lost 10-0 to the Yankees on Friday. So this is a team that has lost their last 5 games, and now they're coming to Boston for a 3-game series beginning tomorrow at 7 p.m. And this is a team that the Red Sox need to demolish for 2 reasons. For one, to turn this ship back around after this Rangers series, but also because they need to continue winning at Fenway Park, because the last few years they have been terrible in their home ballpark. And also because you just can't keep losing to last place teams. You can't make last place teams look as good as you made the Rangers look this weekend. So 3 out of 4 games to the Rangers, unacceptable. And especially because they swept the Mets. I know it was a 2-game series, but they won both games, so it still technically counts as a mini sweep. And the Mets, even if they're not currently producing, factually have a lot more star power than the Texas Rangers. They have a really good lineup, even though the lineup hasn't figured it out yet. They have Francisco Lindor. They have Jacob deGrom. I mean, I thought Rangers series would be a guaranteed win, and the Mets series was the one I was worried about, which just goes to show you how random baseball can be. But yesterday's game, they had a 3-1 lead after the 7th inning, and they gave it all away. And then at the end of the game, after they were losing in the 9th inning 5-3, after a terrible 8th inning that we'll talk about in a minute, Rangers closer Ian Kennedy only needed 5 pitches in the 9th inning to end the game. And Boston's last 7 hitters over the final innings of the game went in order. Now, I'm just going to put it out there, though. Brock Holt was so on his Chaim Bloom revenge tour, and I love that for him. I mean, it sucked because it was against the Red Sox, and he loves the Red Sox. You know, I'm pretty sure going into this season, and maybe even now currently, Brock Holt's family still lives in Boston. his wife and two sons and their dog. They are still a Boston-based family. He has said that he will always root for the Red Sox unless they're playing the team that he's on. But he was 100% on his Chaim Bloom revenge tour this weekend to remind our president of baseball ops exactly what he let walk out the door. And that is a highly underrated utility man who is often very clutch when he needs to be. And just a reminder, the only player in Major League Baseball history to hit for the Cyclone in a postseason game. He had a two-hit game on Friday, and then yesterday his two-out, two-run single was the nail in the coffin of the final game of the series. This is a guy who will unexpectedly just come up so clutch for you. And of course, for his former team, it really hurt. Xander Bogaerts said post-game, it stung, especially coming from him. Alex Cora said he's a championship caliber player. He's done it before. This is a guy that I know for sure the Red Sox were not looking forward to seeing on the field. Obviously, they were thrilled to see him, you know, pregame during batting practice. They were all hanging out. He was hanging out with Xander Bogaerts. You know, his team, his former teammates were thrilled to see him. But during the game, Brock Holt is a guy who will sneakily get you. And he did just that yesterday and most of the weekend. He is a huge reason, a primary reason, why the last place Texas Rangers took 3 out of 4 from the first place Boston Red Sox. Now, before I get into some stats, this team has been frustrating as of the last 4 games, but I would still bet on the Boston Red Sox. I mean, we've seen what they can do, even if they're not currently doing it. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action for the Red Sox and any other team at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go, and you can get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, let's talk about some stats, because this series had quite a few good ones. Coming off his dazzling game in New York, when he had a 10-strikeout game with no walks, Garrett Richards pitched another gem this weekend. He went 5 innings, only gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, walked a batter, had 7 strikeouts. His ERA is down to 4.4. And just a reminder, after his abysmal debut during the first weekend of the season, his ERA was a 27.0. So he has had to work his way down and whittle away at that ever since. Kind of reminds me of 2019 when Chris Sale had a similar situation after getting rocked on opening day. This starting rotation has looked more and more like it did during that 9-game win streak. They actually haven't been the problem. It's mostly been about the fact that the Red Sox have not been hitting, and they haven't been scoring as many runs, and they have had a hard time with situational hitting. They've had a hard time. They've been stranding runners on base. They haven't been driving in runs. It is absolutely infuriating when you see a last place team like the Texas Rangers give you bases loaded with no outs and you squander the entire thing. That is unacceptable behavior. And if you were doing a drinking game, for how many times I have said the word unacceptable so far in this podcast, you would probably already be drunk on a Monday afternoon. But it's true, because the Red Sox, like a lot of teams, are not hitting as well as they should. And part of that you can attribute to the fact that MLB has unjuiced the balls, and it's a league-wide struggle right now in terms of hitting and scoring runs. Home run balls, what would have been a home run ball last year and the year before, has not been a home run this year. But overall, the Red Sox, that doesn't change the fact that the Red Sox are not driving in their runs. So Xander Bogaerts had a 3-hit game yesterday. He hit his 5th home run of the season, which puts him in sole possession of 3rd on the list of most home runs by a Red Sox shortstop in franchise history for any player who played at least 50% of their games at shortstop. Xander Bogaerts didn't hit a home run before April 20th, and he's hit 5 since then. Now he's probably going to sit in 3rd place for, you know, a couple years, because next on the list is Nomar Garciaparra with 178. Xander Bogaerts hit his 123rd of the season yesterday. He overtook Vern Stevens, but he has moved up multiple spots on this list in the last few days. So now the only two people ahead of him are Rico Petrocelli and Nomar Garciaparra. And it stands to reason that at some point, God willing, if the Red Sox don't trade him away, that eventually Xander Bogaerts will be second on this list and maybe, maybe first. Also this week, he will, on May 6th, presuming he plays in all three games of this series against Detroit, he will play in his 1,000th game with the Red Sox, and he'll become the 30th player in franchise history to appear in 1,000 or more games with the Boston Red Sox. So, big season for him, and he's hitting. He is one of the few people on the team right now that I'm not that worried about. But the main problem is that they're not driving in runs. They are stranding too many batters. And the bottom of the lineup has not been hitting very well, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Before we get into troubleshooting, I have to tell you about my favorite snack to sneak into the ballpark, because Built Bar makes the most amazing tasting protein bars ever. These bars are low-cal, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. They come in 18 amazing flavors, including 6 delicious new flavors that launched this year: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. These bars are soft and easy to chew, so I never have to worry about cracking a tooth, and they're covered in 100% chocolate, but they're great for the health-conscious guy or gal. So if you're looking to lose or maintain weight, you still want to indulge in a delicious treat, and you don't want to break the bank by paying for ballpark food, sneak a Built Bar into the ballpark. Built Bar is giving our listeners 15% off when you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Now, let's talk about a little bit of troubleshooting. The Red Sox bottom of the lineup has majorly struggled. Yes, Hunter Renfroe hit a massive home run this weekend. But aside from that, the bottom of the order has been mostly lifeless at the plate, and you can't have that from your 6-9 hitters. You just can't. Franchy Cordero has majorly struggled lately. He has yet to hit his first home run of the season. His batting average is down to 158. He only has 5 RBIs, and he has 9 hits and 57 at-bats. He has a negative 0.2 wins above replacement. This is a guy who in spring training hit 294 with a 588 slugging percentage and a 922 OPS. His OPS now is 406. Franchy Cordero either needs to be better or he needs to go to the alternate training site. You can't have this happening. And he has made some amazing plays in the outfield, but he's worse than JBJ right now, offensively. And I say this with love, and also a side note that JBJ hit his 100th career home run last week with the Brewers, and I'm thrilled for him. But Franchy Cordero was marketed as a guy who could hit really well when he came over in the trade that sent Andrew Benintendi to Kansas City. He needs to be better. And Jaron Duran will probably be up sooner rather than later if the bottom of the lineup struggles continue, because the Red Sox, like I said, have not been able to get it done offensively lately. They only scored 3 runs total in the Mets series. And yes, they were playing Jacob deGrom in one of those games, but you can't do that. It's not a sustainable model. It was their first 1-0 victory in over 2 years. And part of the reason for that is because the Red Sox pitching over the last few years hasn't been that good. But also because most of the time you need more than one run to win a ballgame, especially if you're the Red Sox. And we'll talk about why in a second. Eduardo Rodriguez had some struggles in his start this weekend. He's gone 5 or more innings in each start this season, but this was definitely his worst start of the season. He did stick with that 5 innings of work, but he gave up a season-high 8 hits and a season-high 4 runs. All of them were earned. He walked a batter and then tied his season low of 5 strikeouts. His ERA went up from 3.52 after his last start to now 4.18, and he threw a season low 67 pitches. It was just a start where it seemed like he couldn't figure it out. Cora called it a grind from the get-go. The umpires this weekend also, though, just didn't seem to want to call things a strike, and that definitely hurt him a lot. But Erod just didn't look like he had it. I was honestly shocked that he ended up going 5 innings just based on how it was going. But he battled it out just to preserve the bullpen. He did still end up striking out 5 batters, but it was just not a great start. And you can see that just based on the stat line. You could see it in his face. He just looked frustrated the whole game. And considering he has been their presumed upcoming ace for the last couple of years now, you need to get away from the bad vibes of this start as soon as possible. He's going to need a start like Garrett Richards had against the Mets to kind of get his head back on straight, remind him that he can do this. Saturday's game was the first loss for the team of the season in which they scored four or more runs, and they still lost. They had a six-run game, but they were also out-hit 13-12 in what ended up being an 8-6 loss. And like I said, they've struggled a lot recently with situational hitting. They left too many men on base. They've been terrible with runners in scoring position. And this game was the perfect example of that. They were 4-13 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 men on base. And I've already lost count of how many times they've left the bases loaded this season. But when you have bases loaded, no outs, when you are getting freebies from the opposing team, when the team is a last place team, you need to do more. You can't leave the bases loaded. I don't care if you're up by 10 runs or if you're up by 2 runs, if you're up by 30 runs, you never can leave the bases loaded. You have to capitalize there. And the fact that they don't seem to be able to do that is a serious problem. You are squandering runs. You are your own worst enemy when you do that. Now, we are going to talk about Adam Ottavino because this has been one of the biggest frustrations of this season so far. I'm really bummed about it too. You know, Brian Cashman, Yankees GM Brian Cashman, has been under fire from Yankees fans all winter and spring because the Yankees are struggling mightily. And when they made this trade, everyone lost their minds because it was clearly a salary dump. I mean, Yankees fans lost their minds. Red Sox fans were like, cool, okay. Adam Ottavino has been one of the worst pitchers in the Red Sox bullpen, and I did not see that coming. I was really high on this trade when it happened. The Yankees and Red Sox almost never make trades. I think the last one before this was 2014. I was excited for Adam Ottavino. I mean, this is Adam Ottavino, the guy who said he could strike out Babe Ruth. You know, that's a confident guy. This is a guy who's put up some good numbers in his career. People are going to his 2020 ERA as an indicator of how he was last year. I'm going to debunk that right now. Yes, he finished the season with a 5.89 ERA in 29 games in 2020. But that was a small sample size that was skewed by a short season and one bad game. Look at Garrett Richards. His ERA after the first game of the season was 27. And now he's chipping away at that, the same way Chris Sale had to chip away in 2019. In 2020, Adam Ottavino had one game in September in which he allowed 6 earned runs and didn't record an out. But aside from that appearance and one other appearance in which he allowed 3 earned runs, he had 3 one-run appearances and 19 scoreless appearances. It's not like he wasn't effective in 2020. It was that he had 2 bad games, literally 2 out of 24 appearances, destroyed his stat line. And because it was such a short season, that's all she wrote. But in 2019, he posted a 1.90 ERA in 73 games. A lot of those were effective games against the Red Sox. Adam Ottavino is a guy who can get it done, or he could. He hasn't so far this year. I have lost count of how many times a leadoff walk has scored against the Red Sox so far this season. This has been a huge problem with Ottavino, but also with other players. In the 8th inning yesterday, Nate Lowe was the leadoff man. Ottavino walked him on 5 pitches. It didn't even look close. Like, it wasn't even questionable. There were some really questionable calls with the strike zone, with the home plate ump this series. This at-bat with Nate Lowe was not one of them. It was a 5-pitch walk. And then Lowe stole second base really easily to put himself in scoring position as the tying run. And after the game, Adam Ottavino said, "I was surprised that he stole, being that he's not really a speed guy, but it didn't really bother me." How does that not bother you? Because if you are pitching the way Adam Ottavino has pitched so far this season, you should really be bothered. In his career, Adam Ottavino is a guy, it's easy to steal bases when he's on the mound. He is not great with that, but the Red Sox have been working on it with him. But you should be bothered that guys are stealing base on you when there's a 1-run lead and you have not been effective. David Dahl tied it with a 2-out RBI single, and that was it for Ottavino. It was his 3rd blown save of the year. His ERA is now 5.40. And Matt Barnes had to come in to finish the 8th inning, and then Brock Holt happened. 2-out RBI single that made it 5-3 off of Matt Barnes. So the rare blunder by Matt Barnes this season, but the far too frequent leadoff walk, game-tying, blown save situation by Adam Ottavino. You can't have this happen. His wins above replacement is negative 0.5 now on the season. This is a guy who is a career 3.56 ERA man. You need to do better. Or the Red Sox need a new setup man. I don't know why Adam Ottavino has been given the eighth inning so many times, given how bad he has been at it. I'm really glad that he's not the closer, since he just doesn't seem to be able to be effective. Maybe he needs to be earlier in games. Maybe he needs like a fake injured list situation to get his head on straight. I don't know what it is, but Adam Ottavino should not be being used in one run games, because it's been clear already in the first month of the season that he can't get it done. And the biggest thing that Alex Cora needs to do to differentiate from 2019, when they also had a talented team that wasn't playing very well in a lot of their games, is he can't let these experiments go on too long. If something isn't working after 2 weeks, you got to try something else. Because if you let it go on too long, this team will continue to lose, and then they won't be in first place anymore. And it's a lot easier to just stay ahead than it is to claw your way back. We've seen that with this team a lot. Adam Ottavino either needs to do better or he needs to do something different. So this has been your Monday episode of Locked On Red Sox. When this episode is over, you can get all the other sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. You can tell your smart device to play Locked On Today when you're done with this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can follow Locked On Red Sox at @LO_Red Sox. I'm at @GFSTARR1 on Twitter. Don't forget to follow on Apple or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much again. Have a wonderful rest of your day and Red Sox day off. Wear a mask, and as always, go Red Sox.